And that mask in Scream just made it. We'd never seen a mask like that. It was sort of this horrific expression that kind of,
yeah.
It's sort of nightmarish, you know?
Harlan, you got to really see what's happening now. There's so many different Scream iterations.
Wow.
They have Scream Face, they have Ghost Face, they have the Randy Killed, the RDSs, which is Randy Death Mask, which is the one when I got killed in. They have the Drew, they have Gay Face. They wow. have all different, they have...
Well, all of them are Gay Face. I mean, that mouth is open all the time.
Yeah, that is...
Seems to me if you're a gay ghost and you're looking for another gay ghost and you got a guy with a glory hole built into his face, it's like, I want that fucker to poltergeist me right in the fucking haunted mansion.
Okay.
You're riding down the Harland Highway.
All right, hold tight on the Harland Highway Show.
Harland Williams.
Can you hear all right, guy?
I can hear great, guy.
Great, guy.
Great, guy.
Great, guy.
Getting up here.
Should be a brand new type of peanut butter.
Great
guy.
Great guy peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of has a ring to it. Great guy peanut butter.
Yes. You got that great guy?
Yeah. And what would the jelly be called? Sweet girl?
Sweet girl.
Great guy.
Mm.
Do you like peanut butter?
I like it. I like peanut butter, but it has a lot of mold, they say.
Come on now.
I know.
Wait, it has mold?
They say. You have to get the supernatural kind. I like to grind them up at the store.
You like to grind your own peanut butter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you churn your own butter?
Not my own butter, but I do like to grind my own peanut butter. Not that much, but I do like to do it.
But see, peanut butter, you'll grind, mm-hmm. but then butter, which has the same word as peanut butter, mm-hmm. you won't churn, but you'll grind.
It's time consuming, I would think. They don't have a churner at the store.
But wait a minute. Churning is this.
Yeah.
And
that's that.
Oh, this is churning and this is grinding.
No, I think grinding, you put it in and this is grinding. And I think this is
churning.
Yeah, double-handed. No, okay. That's a different.
But wait a minute. Why will you do this? But you won't do this, guy. What's going on with you?
They don't have that set up. They have the peanut butter. They have the grinder. They don't have a churner. If they did, I would have churned it.
So you're open to churning.
I'm open to it.
But for now, you're just a grinder.
I'm a grinder, yeah.
But one day, maybe the next time you visit, I could say, hey, grinder churner.
Yeah. That sounds like a relative of Tina Turner.
Yeah.
God rest her soul. Yeah. Grinder
Turner. Wasn't that Tina Turner's third son? Grinder Turner? He does both at once. Oh, can you imagine him in bed? Grinder Turner.
Did we start yet?
Yeah. Jesus. Of course we started. You got to start with the grinder, guy.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, damn. Grinder Turner. Wow.
It's good.
Can you imagine naming your kid Grinder?
I think, yeah.
But imagine if you named him like in the 80s,
yeah.
But cut to today. Isn't there like a dirty app called Grindr?
Well, it's an app for men to meet men.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what if you got a straight dude, like your son Grindr is straight.
Yeah.
And his name's Grindr?
He's Grindr. He's grinding.
That's like if you called your daughter like slut whore.
Yeah, could be similar. Or
like not good, not healthy names.
Well, Grindr for the dude. Well, yeah. No, let's think about what the daughter would be.
Oh yeah, because it would have to be like gay related
or
like,
verb it up. You're grinding when you're grinder.
Yeah.
So you're Sally Slippenstein.
Sally Slippensock. I mean, dude, imagine if Sally Slippensock went out with Tina Grindr.
No,
what was his name?
Turner Grinder.
Turner and Hooch. Turner. Ted Turner.
Ted, yeah.
God, we lost it.
Slip and slide. It was going
slip
though.
And slide, yeah.
Grindr is, yeah, where men go to meet men. But I don't know if it, I don't really frequent the app, but.
Not frequently, but now and then.
Executive. I heard about this with an executive.
What?
I was out on a pitch.
Okay, I didn't know you played baseball.
Television show.
Oh, you're pitching a television show.
Yes.
Okay.
And it went bing. And I go, what? And he goes, I have a blowjob 63 feet away.
On your Grindr?
That's what it had.
Wow.
He said, I have a blowjob 63 feet away.
So that probably means it was his assistant. Like right outside the office door. That's about 60. Or the janitor.
Or it could be by, you know where it could be? Where they store the water. The water storage room.
Oh, yeah. So the executive in the middle of the pitch
yeah.
said, I've got a blowjob 63 feet away.
Producer.
The producer
yeah.
said that.
Yeah. Somebody that wouldn't meet him.
And it was a guy or a girl that was given the blowjob.
I'm assuming that it was he's like us. Like, he's like a dude, but he just likes BJs from other dudes. That's the only difference.
Wait, why did you say like us?
Because you...
Can we not add the us part? It's funny how two letters can turn someone's life upside down.
No, dude, because you, okay, I can okay. say this. You've heard of BJs.
Yeah.
You probably have had a couple, possibly.
Maybe.
And you, if you did, it might have felt good.
Yeah.
You would like it to be on the other side of it as Sally Slippenstein.
Right.
He's more of a grinder turner on the other end of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, so yeah, now I got it. But what I'm not getting is he says he's got a blowjob 65 feet away.
63,
and I gotta ask, how did he get a cock that long?
It's, you know what? There's implants. There's stuff.
There's
yeah.
implants, it's, and then there's timber.
There's timber.
Holy fuck. All right, let's hit the theme music. Ladies and gentlemen, Well, now that's right. Now that's right. You're on the Harland Highway podcast. And if you want to say it with a speech impediment, you're on the And my guest today, come on, guy. Jamie Kennedy is here. Actor, writer, producer, director. You've done it all, guy. Right?
You forgot comedian.
Stand-up comedian. That's how we met.
That hurts.
No, that's a given. Yeah.
Given. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's actually how we met.
We
that's
did.
How we know each other.
Do you remember when we met first time?
The very first time?
It's hard for
yes.
me.
Yes, I believe I do. I believe it was in San Diego. We did a show together down in San Diego.
That was after we met at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, we did before
early, I think 94, almost 30 years ago.
Oh, man.
You came into town.
Yeah.
And you were just destroying every set.
I was?
Yeah, you came in and just fucking destroying everything. And then you would go up to the Laugh Factory, you'd do 8 minutes, and every network in town wanted to sign you. And I was just starting to get the 3-minuters.
You were?
Yeah. And I said, who's that? And they go, this is Harland. He's the next big thing. He's from Canada.
Whoa.
And then, like, a few years later, I had about 8 minutes. And
8 minutes of material?
Yeah. Which is really about 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got to open for you in Diego.
In Diego, San Diego. I think that was the first time we really worked together.
Yeah. We went out. We had some good time.
It was such a bad gig. So this promoter... He calls us up, and it was like good money, a one-night gig.
It was in like a theater or a hall.
Like a theater hall thing. Yeah. Like and we get there, and I think it was like 16 people.
Yeah.
Like this was pre, like, you know, online, social media.
This was like 97.
Yeah.
96, 97.
There was no one there, Sefiosh.
Yeah, it was 16 people. I had to go up, and I bombed for about 16 people, and then you
and I went up and bombed too.
No,
it was we didn't. You can't do well. I mean, we elicited laughter from 16 people, but when you're in a room that big,
and it had the room fit like 1,000 people.
Oh, I know. You might as well be on Sandra Bullock's back porch eating mushroom soup, listening to the crickets sing.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying it's a just same experience.
You've been there?
I will. I'll do it. I'd suck down some mushroom soup on Bullock's back fucking patio any day. Stop me. Daddy wants to party. Daddy wants to play.
Sucking down.
Sucking down mushroom soup right on Bullock's fucking right on her back porch. I don't care if she hears me. I don't care what she's doing up in her bedroom. She could be slapping her face with a Chinese fucking diarrhea stick. I don't care.
What the fuck is that one? What's that one?
I don't know. I don't know the ways of Sandra Bullock.
A Chinese diarrhea stick?
Yeah.
I'm trying to
I think she has one. I think she keeps one by the bed.
Was you're on her back porch, okay, because that had multiple. I went multiple ways with that.
No, physically at her house, the back porch, rocking chair. She has a rocking chair. She bought one. Have you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Of course.
You know they sell those rocking chairs?
Yeah.
Bullock bought three. She bought a set of three, and she's got them out on the back porch. And some nights I'll go three nights in a week, and I'll sit in each different fucking rocking chair.
Are they painted red, white, and blue? She's a patriot?
Yeah, she's a patriot.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow.
I would tell you. I do think if she sees this clip, there's a shot that you could get cast in Miss Congeniality 3. If she sees this.
She'll see it.
Okay.
She'll see it.
All right.
We'll be FedExing this episode to her house.
Okay.
Buddy, welcome to the show. Can we just jump right in with what everyone's thinking about, what I think about a lot when I'm just wandering around? Let's jump into horror movies right out of the gate.
Okay.
First of all, there's one I didn't know you were in, and it's one of my favorites. It wasn't the first Tremors, but it was one of the later ones.
Yeah.
Talk Tremors to me, guy.
Tremors. You know what Tremors it was?
Yeah.
I was in Tremors 5.
Whoa.
Now, my question...
Tremors 5, was that the... hold on. I remember, they always say that they add the little thing.
Ass Blasters?
Tremors Ass Blasters?
No, it's Tremors 5.
Talk Tremors
Talk
to me,
Tremors.
Guy. Tremor me up. Tremble, shiver me timbers.
Is Tremors... Dude, it was Tremors 5. I can't remember the title now.
It's okay.
It's just, is there a 5G tower up here?
No.
And then Tremors 6 was... Cold Day in Hell.
Oh, wow. Because they tunnel down?
No, because it's all shot.
In hell?
In cold.
Oh, no.
And it was it was supposed to be Canada.
There were tremors up in Canada?
Yeah.
What were those things?
Well, they're graboids.
They looked like pinworms, like giant pinworms.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Ugh.
And they're pinworms, and then there's ass blasters. So there's the big birds.
Yeah.
And the big birds fly, and then those are the warning signs that you've got tremors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was Bacon still attached to number 5?
Bacon wasn't. I'd love to get Bacon involved.
Oh, Bacon makes everything better.
It does. He does. He's connected to everything.
And I love the way he smells.
You smelled him?
Oh, just the smell of bacon in the morning. God.
I can't believe I never catch. It takes me a minute.
What?
Well, because I literally thought you smelled bacon.
No, no. Have you met his wife, Eggs? She's unbelievable.
No.
Oh, yeah. I went to their wedding, the Bacon and Eggs wedding. Unbelievable. It was a mad scramble to get there, but too soon. But what was it like? Did you have to work with those giant prosthetic monsters, or was it all CGI?
Half and half.
Wow.
So we shot it in South Africa.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Whoa.
I know.
Were the locals just freaked out? I mean, that's not a common everyday thing for African people to see a giant, like, 25-foot worm.
Oh, you see, they actually have something called pumami worms, I think they're called.
What's that?
I ate one.
What is it?
It's like a protein snack.
Oh, they're like white grubs, right?
They're like grubs.
They look like tremors, but they're white, and they've got sort of like a caterpillar face.
That's a different one. But they do these worms, and they sell them as like nuggets.
Kind of like just shrimp poppers.
Yeah, and you eat them. I've had them.
How are they?
They're actually not bad. I'm not a big believer of the bug movement that's happening in our world, but I have eaten some bugs and they weren't terrible.
Yeah, I've eaten ants.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've eaten scorpion.
Are you kidding me?
And I've eaten tarantula. Yeah.
You've eaten a tarantula. Why would you do that?
Someone offered it up. I was down in the Amazon. And no, I was in Cambodia.
So you know about ass blasters.
Well, there's some in Cambodia, yes.
Yeah. You've got all types of stuff down there.
Also ass ringers, Cambodia. Ass sizzlers, some of those. You just ask for the menu. And
yeah, there's ass.
There's a lot of
you've ass. Got.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot by the river.
Yeah, right by the river. They keep it moist. They keep it damp. Tapeworm country guy.
That's, yeah.
You ever had a tapeworm?
No, not to eat.
No, just like inside?
I hope not.
God, that'd be like a real life tremor.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay, so you're down in South Af, and you got the tremors going. What's it like on set? What's going on? Tell me about the fucking creatures.
5 weeks.
Wow.
6 day weeks.
Oh, most of them have seven, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
In Africa, they only do six.
Exactly. They have. So you do this, shoot the 6 day weeks.
Okay.
Half of it is practical.
Okay.
Meaning it's a physical worm, and half of it is CGI. And it was the most physical I've ever done.
How do you mean you got tossed around, like cannons through the air?
Driving, scuba diving, firing guns. We did a thing on the side of a mountain where we drove. It was so intense. My co-star, Pearl, who's from, I believe, Joburg, she's just a legend. And she would drive this truck down the side of this mountain. And on the other side, it was like a 200-foot drop.
Whoa, you let a woman
drive
her?
I did. I know.
Down a mountain?
On the side of a mountain.
I won't even let a girl drive me to Dairy Queen in the valley.
You won't.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. But she knew it. She knows that terrain.
Wow.
Yeah, she does. But I get what you're saying.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
If you go to
let a woman drive.
At the third, at the Grove, there's a parking situation there. But this was, this is.
Were you just terrified?
100%. It was because
my life was in her hands.
I was my life.
Yeah.
And Burt Gummer's life.
Burt Gummer?
Yeah. Wow. And the camera guy.
Where was he?
He was in the back of the truck doing a steady.
It was a pickup truck?
It was a cutoff like Bronco.
And oh, God.
This truck was gangster. It's what we used to shoot all the worms on the back of. And it had a gun turret. And Pearl just took over. She's just a legend. And she drove this motherfucker through the mountains. It was incredible.
But is she an official stunt driver? Or is she just an actress?
She's an actress, but she's African. And so she knows what she's doing.
Wow.
Yeah, she knows what's up.
African actress.
Yes. And she just grew up, so she knows the terrain.
African American actress, AAA.
African actress.
African actress, still AAA guy.
Yeah, AAA.
Well, tried to trip me up there, but
I tried to get
tripped yourself.
I did.
Nice try there, Sesame Street.
Did we start yet?
Oh, hang on. Let me hit the theme music. Yeah, that's right. We're on the Holland Highway podcast, and we're talking tremors. We're talking horror with Jamie Kennedy. And let's just slash cut right to Scream.
All right.
I know you're probably bored of it. But
no, I love it.
We're going to come at it with a different angle here on the Holland Highway today. Talk to me about Scream. That was sort of your big breakout role. Like that wasn't that the role that kind of really got you a lot of attention?
Big time.
Yeah.
That was the one.
And I bet you, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm going to guess that you probably went, it's going to be one of these cheesy horror movies, and who knows if it'll do any good. Were you surprised by the magnitude of the heights that thing went to?
I'm still surprised.
Wow.
I'm still surprised. We thought if we could do like to make 10 or 12 million dollars at the box office.
Yeah.
And then do good on VHS.
Yeah.
I was like hoping like maybe we could just be like Leprechaun.
Yeah, right.
Leprechaun.
That little Leprechaun movie.
Yeah, it had a good run.
Yeah. They did what? How many of those?
They did Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun Escapes to New York. I'm not kidding. I think they did 4 Leprechauns.
Wow. What a unbelievable.
This Leprechaun's living his best life.
Can you imagine being a Leprechaun today with the Pride movement? I mean, it used to be a pot of gold at the other end of the rainbow. Now you get over the top, there's 6 guys in a hot tub.
Right? And what do?
You jump in and
hope for the best.
Plug your holes. My God, you don't want to sink.
Are you saying? We're fucking done.
We're done.
Why did you do this?
You
killed our careers.
We had to do
Why did you do this? Yeah, I mean, you opened with Michael. It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you got him.
You're really just going after everyone.
No, it's not. What it is, it's called being inclusive. Anytime I do a joke about a minority or a group, I just did a podcast last week where I joked about the Irish, and I'm Irish. So I don't look at comedy like picking on people. I look at comedy as going, oh, you find the groups, you do bits about them, because, you know, they're watching, and they like it, you hope. You're not doing anything malicious or cruel or mean. No. You're hoping... Let's say Asian people are watching. Oh, they like the Asian material. Oh, gay people are watching. Yep. They like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I think in the world we live in, there's this interpretation. Now, if you talk about any topic, immediately you're a bad person and you're being negative and you're being mean and malicious. No, that's not how most good comics operate.
Agreed.
Right?
We hit a button there.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, now let's get back to that hot tub.
Well, you know, the Irish, you can do jokes about still.
Yeah, you can do jokes about anyone.
I agree with you.
Think you got it. You got to make sure they're jokes and they're fun.
Yes. But like they say certain stuff is racist.
Yeah.
Right? But it might not be.
Well, anything's racist now. You can say, and I do a joke. I did a joke a few weeks ago. I was doing a show up in Big Bear.
Yeah, you did Big Bear?
I did a show. It's a mountain community just outside of Los Angeles here. It's up in the ski. There was a black guy in the crowd.
Okay.
And I said, why do they call this Big Bear? And the guy goes, oh, well, there's actually bears up here. And there's one black guy in the crowd. And I go, have you seen one, sir? And he goes, yeah, one climbed into the back of my truck last week. I go, holy God, what kind of bear was it? He goes, it was a black bear. And I went, racist. So you could just make a joke. Anything's racist now.
I know.
Like if anything's a certain color or a look or a word or a
racist.
Thing or a that, it's anything's racist. And the tragedy of that is, Jamie Kennedy, it's lost its impact.
Yes, it has.
Because when I was a kid, when someone said racist, to me that meant someone who abhorrently hated another race of person.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just you're racist if you wear the wrong shoes to work.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get back to Scream, shall we?
Yes, Scream. Scream's not racist.
Scream, well, I mean, that guy in the white face, as a white person, I'm not real happy with it.
It's Ghostface.
Is that what he's called?
He's called Ghostface.
I always wondered what he was called.
Yes.
Ghostface.
Ghostface. And he's now a staple of pop culture forever.
He is.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
It's incredible. I really did step in shit.
He looks like a bird that flew into a window, though. I mean, when you see that fucking, I call him more like smash face. He's like, you know?
Yeah, he got smashed.
Yeah.
He does. It looks a little flat. It's based off of Edward Munich. It's the Scream.
Oh, the Scream?
The Scream, yeah.
Oh, that's a great painting. It's like that famous, yeah.
So that's what they did.
And then wow.
It's crazy. We've got the mask at the last minute. The producer, Marianne, found it, and it was a little family. They had it, like, literally, this is a Harlan story. It was a little, like, mom and pop, like, toy shop, and they sold the mask. And she's like, let's just try this now, and we'll see what happens. And if it doesn't work, we'll fix it in post or CGI it, and we popped it on. And that's how the mask came.
Is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, so the mom and pop shop just had made one mask, or was it one of those Chinese, like, mass-produced, like, Halloween masks?
It was a mom and pop shop. I don't know exactly, but I know it had to do with the painting or something, and they had a couple of different masks, and that was, like, literally, like, one of the masks. They had, like, one mask.
And she just happened to stumble on it.
They went all over looking, what's the killer going to wear? What's it going to be? What is it? No one knows, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what about this? And Wes is like, I like it. And then the rest is history. It's insane. Just as insane as Shatner's inverted Mike Myers. That's insane. This is why I love about movies, and you do too, because we talk about divine intervention of, you can't create that.
Yeah, it's a lucky accident.
It's like, and it's like Halloween is one of the greatest movies ever, and so many accidents.
Yeah. And that mask in Scream just made it. We'd never seen a mask like that. It was sort of this horrific expression that kind of, it's sort of nightmarish, you know. It was sort of part human, part cartoon, part...
It does this.
Yeah.
Harlan, you got to really see what's happening now. There's so many different Scream iterations.
Wow.
There's Scream, like the face, like they give it, they make these posters.
Yeah.
And it says like, no, you hang up. No, you hang up, like with the mask being cute. They have Scream face. They have Ghost face. They have the Randy killed, the RDS's, which is Randy Death Mask, which is the one what I got killed in. They have the Drew. They have Gay face. They have all different. They have.
Well, all of them are Gay face. I mean, that mouth is open all the time.
Yeah, that is.
Seems to me if you're a gay ghost and you're looking for another gay ghost and you got a guy with a glory hole built into his face, it's like, I want that fucker to poltergeist me right in a fucking haunted mansion.
Okay.
I mean, we keep going back to these themes, but I mean, they're presenting themselves.
What we're going to is open holes or open spaces.
Open holes.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do? You're talking about the iterations of the Scream mask.
Yeah.
Would you be open to us creating an iteration of the Scream mask?
Yes.
Excellent. Because one thing psychologically that mask does, as does the Halloween guy, Mike Myers, even though they're movies, in our subconscious, all of us are fearful of them. They maybe create nightmares. They become symbols of terror in this modern day world we live in. And I think maybe it's incumbent on us, from being in the movies and you being in the horror movies, it's incumbent on us to help people get through the psychological terror these movies have caused. It's incumbent on us to maybe normalize, let's say, Scream, what's his name?
Ghostface.
Ghostface and Mike Myers.
Yes.
Can we normalize them?
How?
Let me show you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
You become Scream Ghostface.
Oh, this is a new one. This is a Scream 6 mask. Ooh, this is a legendary one.
And I become Mike Myers. And what we do, buddy, is we're just going to sit and talk like a couple of guys at Starbucks.
Okay.
No horror. Just show people we're normal when we're not cutting people's throats open.
Okay.
Hold on. I can do that for you.
And I got you a little coffee mug just to kind of sell the Starbucks, you know.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put this there.
How you doing now, Ghostface?
Slow today.
Oh, yeah? What's going on? Were you at work or?
I was at a high school, and I went down there, and I thought I was going to get 3 kills in the locker room. But guess what? A water pipe burst.
What?
So there's nobody in the gym.
Oh, God. God, doesn't that piss you off?
Yeah.
Speaking of high schools, I took my son Billy to his soccer game the other day over at Marble Mount High. And
where?
Marble Mount High.
Oh, Marble Mount.
Yeah, over in the valley.
I've killed there.
You've killed there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How many?
1.5, because I got one good, killed him real quick, but his girlfriend, I stabbed her, but she got away.
Oh, God. Did you get anyone on the soccer team? Because that was the problem. They couldn't play. They were short two players.
They run. Do you know what you have to go after? You have to go after band.
The band, yeah.
Because they get caught up, especially like a tuba player. He gets caught up. He can't run.
I'd love to stab the shit out of a tuba player. I mean, they're just noisy. You know, I need my sleep. I need my beauty rest. And you got the kid next door with his acne, and he's just like, and I'm like, hey, asshole, I'm trying to sleep over here. Fuck off. I got a kill in the morning, you know? So anyways, I went in for a colonoscopy.
How?
My third one.
You got a bump?
I got a couple of polyps, just two, but they took them out right there.
You know, I could slice those out for you.
Are you serious?
I don't have I also have a smaller version of that knife, so I can get in there.
You could take my polyps out?
I'd love to.
Wait, for free?
Yeah, well, no, you let me, but you catch a victim, just let me kill them. Give me a kill.
Okay, I'm open to that.
Where are they at? How deep in? It depends how deep in they are.
They're deep. They're way up.
In the small, like more than a foot in?
Probably, I'd say about an arm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't normally get a foot up there, but an arm.
You see where we're at again?
Pardon me?
We're back in the open holes again.
Yeah.
No matter what we do.
By the way, am I boring you?
Not at all.
Well, it looks like you're yawning.
Well, the problem is this is my perpetual state.
Oh.
I'm not, you know, I'm trying to scare you. Are you scared?
Well, no. We've known each other for how long? We're in the same bowling league. I mean, what am I scared of? That yawn. You ever yawn so long a cock flies in your mouth?
I've had, actually, sometimes I'll sleep and I'll start coughing. And sometimes I think that a ghost has put his cock in my mouth. You know, the guy from Insidious.
Wow, yeah.
You ever have coffee with him, Fred?
You know what? It's funny you mention that. I was over at Jiffy Lube the other day, and I was getting an oil change, and there he was. And we had a great talk. His son's a camp counselor now.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen... you know who was doing camp counseling?
Who?
He had a canoe. He was teaching people how to, what is that, kayaking?
Oh, kayaking.
It was Pinhead.
Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was wondering what happened to him.
Well, his ex-wife has an Airbnb out there in Mount Shasta.
Oh, my God. I'd heard that some kids broke into his house with a hammer and hammered all the nails in his head.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard.
No.
But that's what you get when you don't have neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Is that too hot for you?
It's good.
Okay. I try not to. I don't want to burn your lips. Are you alive or dead?
I'm alive.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't want to burn your lips.
But what about you?
Well, I've been going to the gym. My cholesterol has been a little bit high.
Really?
The doctor said I got to cut way down on the salt, you know.
Yeah.
More meat. So.
Are you still hanging out with that chick that was a zombie in The Walking Dead season 6?
Oh, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a story and a half. I don't know if you want to hear it, but we went to the movies about 3 weeks ago, and she got up in the middle of it.
Did you go see the new Halloween?
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, yeah. And she turned to me in the middle of the movie. She goes, "You're a violent, conceited, sick pig." And she got up and walked out. And so later I went over to her house and carved her up. Do you want to? I've still got some of her blood right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's like if you're going to go to a movie with me, don't.
Don't judge.
Don't judge. Don't cause a scene or, you know, you might not be, this might be your last movie. Fuck off.
But I agree with that. Isn't that kind of a compliment calling you a violent, sick pig? I guess the pig part's a little aggressive.
Yeah, the pig's too much, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like that was a bit unnecessarily. But the violent, sick dementoid, I wear that as a badge of honor.
Yeah. Have you talked to Chuck?
You know, Chucky is in juvie.
They
got fucking Chucky. He's in juvie.
For what?
Apparently he cut up a priest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, they caught him? Cracker crumbles and cookie crumbles all over the priest's bed.
They did?
Yeah.
You know he went to CVS and he stole a bunch of moisturizer.
Who, Chucky?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But they didn't arrest him. You know, California's pretty open with that stuff.
Well, you know how they caught him? The fucking little stumpy idiot tried to, his escape car was a Tonka toy.
He had a Tonka.
Yeah.
I used to have the Shell trucks. Remember the Shell trucks?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had that. Wow, he's had a Tonka.
He's done 6 movies. The kid bought a fucking Tonka, but you don't rob a bank and try to get away in a Tonka, you dumb little red-headed, freckled-faced fuck knob.
Yeah. I went to a party with him.
Well, I'm just about done. It was great to see you, Ghostface.
I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, I miss you. If you're not doing anything, you want to go fishing next weekend?
Yeah, where are you going? You still got that place up in Regina?
No, I got a new cabin over at Camp Crystal. I got a buddy there, Jason. He knows all the best bass spots.
Oh!
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Good old Jason. Cheers, buddy.
Good to see you, buddy. Cheers.
All right. Do they validate here?
Yeah, they validate. Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't fucking kill them.
Good point.
Wow, dude.
I think that was therapeutic for people.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you okay?
I'm trying.
Okay,
to get
now
out.
Now you're in a burka.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, ghost burka face.
You can't even.
Wow.
You Wow, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
I think that's going to really help people. I mean, I didn't want to do it, but I feel like we had to.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, you forget that you have such a connect. I have such a connection with him. You know, he took me out.
Yeah, he killed you.
Not only did I get killed, he also killed my paycheck.
Right, because what episode was it that he killed you?
Episode 2.
Bastard. Knife drop.
Yeah, right? You end the show on a knife drop.
Dude, you want to stab him in the face?
I kind of do.
It's time for you. Go for it. It's time for payback. Yeah, just fucking stab that.
You know, but then I came back in 3.
What? How?
Through the magic of videotape.
Right.
So hopefully in 7. You know what's weird? You sip the same way Mike Myers does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep this handy over here.
Hey, everybody. Check out my merchandise at harbling.com. Yeah, most people just slap some letters or images on a t-shirt or a hoodie, but not me. Yours truly. Guess what? I draw my own designs at harbling.com. You can see tons of my hand-drawn t-shirts. You can either buy the original or you can buy a print. And man, oh man, wear them loud and proud. I love making these designs for you guys and keeping it personal. So check out the whole catalog. We got hoodies, we got coffee mugs, we got t-shirts, you name it. It's there at harbling.com. Get your Harland original design, wearable art at harbling.com today. And thank you for your support. And I'll just keep the groovy images coming.
Andy over here. Can I make one more comment about Scream, though?
Yes.
And see if you back me up on this, because I don't think the movie would work. The original movie would have worked in the age of cell phones. The first one had to have happened in the age of a good old landline, because there's something so comforting about the landline, and it kept you locked to the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine this first Scream was with a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you be ghost faced. You're calling me, and I'll pick up my cell phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Good evening.
Yes?
Is this... What's your name?
This is Harlan.
Good evening, Harlan.
Good evening.
Do you like popcorn?
Listen, guy, I'm in the Alps skiing with my family right now. Where are you calling from? I'm in the Alps. I'm at a ski lodge.
You have good phone service up there.
Do you need a lozenge?
No. Do you like ski slopes?
Dude, I'm just about to jump on the bunny run. Can you call me back when I get back to the States?
Don't hang up.
I'm in the Swiss Alps.
Don't hang up.
Fuck off.
Don't hang up.
Creepy. Get a tracheotomy, asshole. You see what I mean?
And then he's gone.
Like, so it's like you have to be in a home to get that call.
Yeah.
If you tried to phone up someone randomly nowadays, you don't know where they are to try another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Is the man of the house there?
Well, yeah, this is me. It's Harlan. I'm not in the house right now. I'm down at the beach.
Oh. Do you like movies?
Yes.
Do you like scary movies?
Yeah, but I'm at the beach, bro.
Do you like Leprechaun?
Hang on a sec. Yeah. Yeah, put a hot dog on the barbecue for me. Excuse me. What? Do I like what? Lucky Charms?
Do you like hot dogs?
Yeah, I'm just about to have one. Are you here? Where are you? Is this Don?
Don't worry about where I'm at.
What, are you at the beach? Fuck, there he is. Is that you over there in the... in the leopard thong? Don?
Don's dead. I gut him like a fish.
You know what, dude? I'm at the beach with my family. Fuck off.
See,
so it wouldn't work.
You gave a lot of locations, though.
Yeah, but I didn't say what beach. I could have been in Israel on the Mediterranean.
No, in the 90s, you would have to get a collect call accepted.
Damn it.
Wait a minute. You could, I don't even know, was that wasn't a terrible ghost face.
That was pretty good.
It's pretty good for on the fly.
Who did the voice? Was
Roger
it you?
L. Jackson, legend.
Are you serious? I loved him in Pulp Fiction, too.
He was great in Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
He's got range.
Wow. You know, you go from, what was his character's name in Pulp Fiction? Was it Dane, it was some kind
Thaddeus.
Of. Was it Thaddeus?
Thaddeus.
And then he goes to this guy.
Yeah.
Do you like horror movies?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate Pepperidge Farm bundt cakes?
Do you know what that sounds like?
What?
That sounds like truck stop Ghostface.
Does it?
Yeah, try that again. I like
truck stop
Ghostface.
Do you want the key to the men's room? Well, go to the front desk, buy some nacho-flavored Doritos, and ask the attendant for the men's bathroom key.
I'm there. I like this.
You do?
Yeah. Do you say something about Slim Jims?
Do you like Slim Jims?
I think this is another... because everything in movies now is about different worlds.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
Like Scream-verse could be...
yeah.
A version of that.
Gas station verse?
Yeah, where there's a whole truck stop thing.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel like we kind of did a public service. Like kind of helping people who are terrified of those characters kind of...
humanize.
Maybe work through them now.
You humanize them.
We humanized them.
We did it, and it makes them feel... that they're just average guys.
They're just guys. When they're not killing, can't they just be guys?
Have a cup of coffee. Chill.
Starbuck it up.
Inclusion. You are inclusions.
Right? That's what I was saying earlier.
Smart. Yeah, you brought it back to that. I think that's smart.
Yeah. Now, I want to jump from horror movies, guy, to one of my favorite movies you did, Three Kings.
You know what? Here's why I like it. You were great in all your movies, but there was something about, I don't know if, and you tell me.
Thank you.
Was it because of Clooney's presence? You know, they always say when you're with great people, it makes you step up. Like if you play hockey with Gretzky, you're going to step up. But I want to say, and this is a compliment, not to take anything away from your other acting roles, but your acting always stuck with me in Three Kings. I thought it was very centered, very real, very controlled, very dramatic. It was I think it's one of my favorite acting roles. Tell me about that experience.
That's very nice of you, buddy.
That's honest, yeah.
I know you've mentioned this.
I've mentioned it.
You said that to me in the, where were we at? Beirut. You said something.
That's like, right. We were in Beirut.
We were in Beirut.
That's another story, but yeah. Let's focus. Focus on this. Jesus.
First of all, it was about a real topic, you know, yeah, like
the Gulf War.
Yeah. And this is something that you can relate to because you can be real in, you know, what's comedy in your opinion, right? I think in your opinion, you would agree that comedy is being real in extraordinary circumstances.
That's one level of comedy.
Yes, for sure.
I think there's many layers, but that's definitely a great one.
Yes, yeah. When things are going off. So the director took this amazing, David O. Russell. He took a horrible event, and then he had an amazing script.
Yeah.
And then he just cast us, and like that was Clooney is much different than Ice Cube, which is much different than Mark.
Yeah, it was such an eclectic cast.
Exactly.
And when I went in, I was sort of like, "How is this going to play?" But it worked so well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here's what it is. You're going to love it. So, and then of course I'm with one of the greats, Nora Dunn. That was all my scenes with Nora.
Yeah,
who's just a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would go in, and we would rehearse, and he would say, "Start talking."
Instead of action,
when we would rehearse.
Oh, rehearsing. Sorry.
And so he would, it was kind of like he had these lines and he wrote a great script, but he was also just like, what would you do here? So we would just, he would just let us improv. And then we were on the set, practical sets, all this big war stuff, helicopters and stuff. It was like, not war, but it was like war in the sense that all the stuff was going around.
Imitation war.
So he was like, keep going. He would roll the camera and go, something else. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And we would just keep coming up with stuff.
Wow.
And it's like, we love to improvise anyway. Like, you would love that.
Yeah.
And then,
you
know, diamonds are made under pressure. So we just kept doing it. And it was just real. And so we gave him a lot. And then he's an amazing editor. So he picked it. But I don't know. It was just being on that set. I don't know. It was just a great thing, and I was just like, I gotta be good. So
yeah, you were
thank
great,
you,
buddy. Yeah, you stepped up.
I appreciate that.
I really loved your role in that and your performance. And where was that shot? Because a lot of that was out in an actual desert, I believe. Right?
It was supposed to be in Iraq.
But where was it?
Gilbert, Arizona.
Was it really?
Yes. Isn't that funny? And we stayed at the
Iraq, Gilbert, Arizona. Wow. Right next to the Denny's, yeah.
We stayed at the Barbara Worth Golf Resort.
Oh, wow.
And there was...
Oh, that Iraq was so tough.
It was. Yeah. It was a Holiday Inn, and I think we did have like an IHOP there.
Wow.
Yeah, we were in the middle of nowhere.
IHOP, Iraq. Whatever. Just shoot.
So
wow.
It was incredible. So we stayed out there and it was like lightning in a bottle. We had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And
was it one of those places, obviously it was a huge expanse of desert terrain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it one of those places where, I know they have them in California, where people don't necessarily know this, but there's places where there's massive sand dunes in California where it looks like the Sahara Desert. Was it one of those kind of vast geographical expanses of sand?
Yes, it did. It's like, Sahara is in Africa or something? Somewhere over there.
Is it in Saudi Arabia?
Somewhere. Yeah. But what's our big desert here? We have one.
We have...
We have like the salt stuff that's in Utah. Salt flats.
The salt flats. We have.
There's a big desert in America, and it was like that, but I don't think it was that desert. But we had, there was big, vast flats of nothingness.
It just looked great. Yeah. Like, I'm actually surprised. It's funny because when you said Scream 5 was in South Africa, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
But to hear that Three Kings was shot here right next to Denny's. That's hilarious.
We had to go, 5 miles out, but because there was nothing out there except this resort, and that's where we stayed. And I forget. There's a big desert. What's the desert? You know the desert. You can't cross in
the Sierra Nevada.
Is that it? I don't know. Those are mountains.
Or Palm Desert. There's the Painted Desert. There's the Salton Sea.
The whole movie was shot in Palmdale.
It was?
No.
Palmdale. There's little sand dunes out there too.
There is. You really get a good sip out of it.
I know, dude. I just like to slurp the bubbles. So what's like, you've done a lot of movies. Like, you've done, I think, between 40 and 50 maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Yeah. I've been in one of your movies, Heckler.
Yes.
Which I think you produced that movie, right?
Yes.
So I was in that briefly.
Yes.
And then
incredible.
I can't say much about it, but you and I might be working on a movie in the future.
Are we even allowed to say that we do this?
Well, we'll keep.
It's illegal what you're doing right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to say that.
Oh.
We're plumbers.
Oh, we're working on a toilet in the future.
Yes, there's a toilet.
Wait, you can't even talk about future things?
No.
By the way, you didn't. I said it. So if I, yeah, I, yeah, okay. Well, we're working on a toilet in the future.
Your last name might as well be Marr.
Yeah, Marr. Bill Marr?
Yeah.
Why, was he canceled?
There's a line and he jumped over it.
There was?
He crossed.
He did?
They're calling him Skibby Scab.
Oh, the scab thing.
Yeah, he's a scab. It's like, remember when the Redskins in the 80s?
Yeah.
Had that backup quarterback. They crossed the line for the NFL.
Oh, wow.
They probably had him for the Argonauts, right? They probably had
the Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, they probably had some of
that. I had a run-in with the writers. I had a scab moment.
Really?
Yeah.
This is dangerous, but let's go there. This is scarier than the Scream Mike Myers segment.
Yeah, this was tough. So I'm a writer, right?
Yes, you are. Very hilarious writer. This toilet that we're working on, it's crafted so beautifully. It must be Italian porcelain.
Yeah.
And every detail in this toilet is amazing. It pays off.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It flushes.
It flushes.
It flushes and it swirls. But, but I, the writers are picketing out in front of the studios and the networks and things like that. So my dad is a custodian or janitor at Paramount Studios down here in Hollywood on Melrose.
Yes.
So every day I'd go in to pick him up. I had to drive through the line of writers out there with their signs picketing.
Yeah.
And normally I didn't have any issue, but one day I was going through and some people recognized me. They didn't realize I'm going in to pick up my dad. They think I'm going in to write. These writers started freaking out on me. They attacked my car.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them threw their Evian water on my car.
Oh.
One of them hit my hood with his sweater. Unbelievable.
A guy threw a pair of Warby Parkers at you.
Yeah, someone's Crocs hit my antenna. I mean, it's unbelievable. Violent. And I'm like, fuck you. And I just had this adverse reaction. I went into the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the OJ zone where I was like mad. It's like, I'm coming to get my old man. He's 86. He's the janitor. He's sweeping up Snickers wrappers and cigarette butts.
Mm-hmm.
You attack me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know when a shooter kind of hits his wall?
Yeah.
You know, like a post office guy goes postal or a school shooter. What do? They get the shit going on at work. They go home, they put their kit together, right? They open the box, they put their shit in the box, they go back and boom, 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 right?
Done.
So I was so livid, Jamie. I went back home, I put my package together, I put my kit together, I went back, drove through the picket line, got to the other side where they could all see me, opened the trunk, pulled out a chair, a folding chair, and one of those little card tables, right? I took my kit out, I put it on the table. I opened it up. 1973 Samsonite typewriter.
No.
I put it on the table, pulled out a sheet of blank paper, put it in, started writing a Seinfeld script.
Right there.
Right there. Yelled it out. Fade in. Kramer walks into Jerry's apartment, says, "Hi, Jerry." And I'm yelling. These guys are going nuts. I'm like, "Fuck you. I'm writing. I'm writing you. Attack my car. Don't let me see my father." Elaine walks into room drinking a coffee. "Jerry, where have you been all night?" I mean, I did the whole script. 32 pages.
You did a rough draft on the line?
Yeah. Fuck it. You're going to disrespect me. Fuck it.
Wait a minute.
I'm writing.
So hold on. So you did that.
Yeah.
What did they, I mean, they can get violent. What did they, what did they do?
I just wrote.
You just wrote.
I handed it in. They're going to make it.
First draft?
Yeah, they're going to make it. They're doing a special.
Wow.
Talk to Jerry. He's coming back. Kramer's coming back.
That's going
to
affect your membership.
I look out for my dad.
Yeah. You were there. Wow. That's beautiful. Take a second. Wow. If they ever do that again, you know what you could do?
What?
Come up with a Frasier. Frasier spec. Oh,
fuck.
I think that would, you could probably write that. By the way, that's all illegal, what we just said.
It is.
You mentioned a product. I'm dead serious. You cannot even mention the names of stuff. The line is very blurred.
I can't mention the name of a TV show.
I don't know.
Like Friends?
I have friends, and you have friends.
I sure do have friends. And two broke girls
are your
friends. Two of those friends.
And they met your mother.
And there was a Big Bang Theory about meeting my mother, but.
And
the Brady Bunch.
They had.
Oh.
They.
Y. Five.
Night Court.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Poor fuck.
You really want us out.
Yeah, we're done.
You want
we're
us out. Kicked out.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe we start a new union.
What's it called?
I don't know. Maybe Mike Myers and Ghostface start a union.
Fuck wow. Yeah. Ghost Myers.
Ghost Myers.
Mike Face.
Mike Face.
This guy's got a Mike Face.
We got Mike Face.
Right here.
Buddy, with wow. all the movies you've done, but did you have any interaction with Clooney, the Cloonster, on Three Kings?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah, what was that experience like? Because he's kind of a, he comes off as kind of this suave guy. I've met him. He's sort of a fun, playful guy, isn't he?
Big time.
Yeah.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah, he loves to joke around.
Loves to joke, loves to laugh, doesn't take himself or anything too seriously.
Yeah.
Super respectful.
And he's sort of a tiny guy too. He's not short, but he's not a huge guy.
I wouldn't call him tiny.
He's smaller than me and you.
Yeah, but he's not, you know, he's not the guy from the
No, he's not like
Remember the guy from the 70s.
He's not one of the lollipop kids.
Yeah, who's the guy from the 70s that wrote all the songs?
Oh.
You know who I'm talking
John
about.
John Denver.
He looked like John Denver. Yeah, that. But he's not that. He's not as big probably as you think. By the way, and I'm going to answer the question. Don't you find that people go, you're a lot bigger than they thought you were?
Yeah.
People always say that to me.
And more handsomer I get a lot too.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they love your profile. Now, Clooney is the man. What?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
He's the man.
He does what now? Clooney?
What are you doing?
No, it's just some people in real life say I'm.
Are you standing for your fans? Are you taking a moment to like.
No, I was listening to your story. Clooney does what now?
Are you trying to get Patreon membership?
But what?
Are you doing.
What are you saying?
Blue Steel?
No, no.
Are you doing Blue Steel in Camera One?
You mean Blue Steel from the movie?
You can't from the toilet.
You can't say the name of the movie.
From the plumber.
But okay, so Clooney was a bucket of fun.
Bucket of fun. Great guy. Just legend. Never see a check.
What do you mean?
Check comes, whether it's ham and eggs or whether it's caviar and calf brains.
Oh, he'd pay for everything.
You never saw a check. Classiest guy.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Beautiful soul, good looking. Mark, beautiful soul. Ice Cube, beautiful soul. Nora. Me and Nora did a lot of time at the IHOP.
But now you're done?
I haven't seen her in a while. I would hope we would see and hug, but I haven't seen her for a while.
So you're done?
I don't want to be done, but I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, it's Nora Dunn.
Oh, God damn it. You know what's so fucked? That's so terrible. Why do I do that? That's sad.
What?
You just tripled me. God. You did that 3 times on this. Now you're done. It's sad I didn't pick that up.
That's all right.
God, all right. I'm sorry.
No, you were just ghost-faced. You have a lot going on.
I was ghosted faced in that joke.
You were.
So now you're done? Because I was thinking about a brother, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Dunn?
I think it's Kevin Dunn.
Yeah.
The Dunns.
Yeah.
Here's another one. You ready?
Okay. So you're done with this one?
I'm done.
Okay.
Burt Gummer, who is Michael Gross.
He is gross.
He's not gross.
Well,
his sister is Mary Gross.
Oh, she's really gross.
Gross and gross.
Yeah, they're Dunn both and, gross.
Dunn and Dunn.
Dunn and Dunn. Gross.
Gross and Dunn. It sounds like a law firm.
Who gives someone the name Gross? Like, life is hard enough. It's like, hey, John Gross. How about, hey, there's Larry Shitface. I mean, who's handing out these names? You
know what I mean? Please edit that. He's not going to like that. You're going to piss him off.
Hey, there's Paul Dingleberry. Fuck. Crazy. It's like in nature. We have all these animals. Zebra, elephant, lion, ass.
There's ass?
Yeah, no, the donkey.
Oh, he's an ass.
Like God just goes, you know what? Let's see, giraffe, peacock, leopard, seal, ass.
Is it ass, though? Is the official name ass?
Yeah.
Ass.
Ass. Imagine walking around and you're just, the second you're born, you're an ass. Come out of a vulva and you're instantly an ass.
Wow. Did you say come out of a Volvo?
A Volvo, yeah. Yeah.
Come right out of a Volvo and
see,
you're an
you
ass.
You just tripled me back.
Yes. You're like 3-1, though. You got me a few times. Wait, is what? It there? What's that? That's like Jesus.
What? I love that guy's stories.
He's
the Lorax?
He's Jesus. The Lorax is different.
Oh, that's Dr. Seuss,
that's
his brother.
Doc- yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Yes. I
wow.
Love that
see,
band.
I, wow. You took. There's. No. Ooh, I saw what you did there. Jesus. Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus.
He's canceled.
Is he?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Do you know about that?
No. Tell me.
Green eggs and ham. Salmon
right.
ham.
Right.
I don't like. He wasn't inclusive. He only had green eggs, and there was like pink eggs and purple eggs.
Really?
Yeah. It was some
he kind. Really was canceled.
He really
wasn't
was.
He? What was he canceled for?
I'm scared to say.
Was it? Wait. My memory was it some Nazi related stuff?
Are we really going there?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't know. I think it was Sam. I am. I am Sam. Siam. I am. I think there was some Asian culture like. Siam am.
So was it verified that he was intentionally doing that, or was it just wordsmithing for him that
it
had
was,
nothing to do, which was, goes back to what I said earlier, they'll slap racist on anything.
It was wordsmithing, like you, what you are a student of and what you do beautifully. So, yes,
thank
I believe
you,
it's,
DeFry.
I, thank you. I think it was wordsmithing, but,
yeah.
You know, they found it. If you look for it, they will find it.
Like if you spin, you know, Stairway to Heaven backwards, it says burn in hell, Satan wants your soul. Like that kind of bullshit.
Well, that's true.
Oh. But you got to ask yourself, does a beloved guy that spends his life sitting around thinking of goofy characters for kids, the Cat in the Hat, the Lorax, and Thing One and Thing Two, the Grinch. Does he really have time in his day to be going, you know what, I haven't done a story full of Asian racial slurs yet. How about Sam, I am, Siam, Siam, I am, Siam. And they're not even good racial slurs. Yeah. It's just basically, isn't Siam a place?
I think so. I'm not, don't quote me on that, okay. But it was, I think it was Asian.
Yeah.
I don't, I agree with you. I don't think that he would do that.
Yeah.
But here's something I want to say. We have to walk this line like P.T. Barnum's
no.
circus.
No, we don't. I don't have to walk that line.
I'm going to try to walk it.
You're going to try and walk
okay,
it.
Okay, are you ready? Okay. So there was, oh, God. Do you know what one of the most things that they haven't come for yet, which they could come for?
What?
Is Magoo.
Oh, Magoo. You've done it again, sir. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Magoo, he's half blind, and so they're going to come after him because he's got a disability, sir.
Beautiful impression. Perfect impression.
DeVry.
But I thought that was ITT.
No, I learned all my stuff at DeVry.
Wow. 6-week night courses?
Night classes. Magoo 105, second floor.
Oh, the second floor, sir. I won't take the elevator because I'm blind. I couldn't even see it was there, sir.
See, this is stuff. You got to bring that back. You've got to bring Magoo back.
But wait a minute. You were just about to tell me he's racist illegal or
Netflix, which would say they're awake, they're woke.
Woke. They're like fucking owls. They're so woke.
I know.
I mean, their fucking eyes are like.
Yeah, that was a good owl.
They should just change it to woke, 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 woke,
woke, woke, woke, woke, woke, woke, woke, woke,
oh, that's it, sir. And the owl with the giant eyes, sir.
That's perfect. You just created that. You have to make that everywhere.
I do.
Oh, my God. Wait, so, but there's sometimes people are so woke, I just want to tell them, take an Ambien.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or take a sledgehammer.
Yeah, that too. An Ambien sledgehammer. So, anyway, Charlie.
Oh.
In Magoo.
Oh, Charlie referencing Vietnamese soldiers?
No, Charlie is in Magoo. He's Mr. Magoo's right hand. I'm not going to do the impression.
Wait, I don't remember Charlie.
Well,
was he like an Asian character?
Yeah.
Well, let's cut to then Pink Panther,
yep.
Where Inspector Clouseau had his little Asian helper, and it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, well, it was hilarious for you.
You know what I think,
because
though?
You grew up with Mannix.
I think you have to, before you slap racist on something.
No, they haven't slapped it on Magoo. Oh. Magoo was remade by Netflix, and no one called it out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we better get up into the pine trees in the parking lot and go,
dude, that is huge. What are you going to say about it? You know it's done. Everything's done.
No, I think what they should do is anyone who they say is offended by something, yes. They should approach the group, the racial group, whether it's black, white, Asian, Portuguese, Eskimo, Nordic. They should ask those people and take a consensus and go, are you offended by this? Does this offend you? And they go, no, we actually like it. We actually embrace it. We actually like that there's an Eskimo pie. Because when in the vernacular does anyone in modern culture use the word Eskimo? Never. But when they use Eskimo pie and they say a little cartoon of an Eskimo, maybe they just think of our culture. And maybe curious children that are eating an ice cream Eskimo pie go, what is this funny little character in the mukluk? Can I learn more about this? Yes, son, go on Google and learn about the whole culture, but now we've obliterated it so the kids don't even know Eskimos exist for the most part. I rest my case. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again, sir. Am I right?
I mean, that was a dissertation.
That's what she said.
Beautiful.
Have to cool my throat off.
You got heated.
Yeah, my labia is on fire right now.
Because you did a lot of Magoo.
Oh, Magoo, your labia is on fire, sir.
Does everyone realize that's a perfect Magoo?
It is?
A perfect Magoo. That is an insane Magoo.
Hello, Netflix. Magoo here. Fuck yourself right in the owl nest, sir.
Do it. Dude. Oh, my God. Do you know what, though? Trader Joe's was almost canceled.
Well, he was a trader.
Because there's a section of the store where they have authentic Mexican food, and they call it Trader Jose's.
Which is a Mexican name.
Well, that's the way it was for 56 years until four white girls from UCLA.
See? That's what I mean. Why are four white girls? For all those stupid four white girls know, Mexican people might have embraced the Jose. They might have liked it. They might have even wore it as a badge of honor.
Exactly. Well, I said if you really want to find racism, Mexicans could say that when you say, oh, I want to have a Mexican Coke.
Right.
We don't do that for other races. We don't walk into a deli and say, hey, can I get that Jew bagel?
That's right.
Right?
Can I get that German sausage?
Yeah. Can I get that
Irish coffee? Danish pastry? English muffin? Okay, let's move along. Well, buddy, we are down to our final segment here. Can I just say what a pleasure it's been? Before we do the final segment, can you tell the folks, plug your comedy dates, your books, your movies, anything that you want to plug? Tell them how they can see you.
You can find everything at jamiekennedy.com. Instagram is the Jamie Kennedy, but I got the tours there. I've been doing a radio show. Jeff Lewis live after show Tuesdays on Sirius.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Comedy.
It's a radio. It's not stand up, but it's
serious.
Fuck, dude. Jesus Christ. How many times did you get me?
Oh my goo. You've done it again, sir.
Anyway, just go to jamiekennedy.com.
Yeah. All right, buddy, let's do our final segment. Everyone loves this segment. This is called Words from a Wooden Shoe.
Oh.
This is an authentic Dutch clog.
Wow.
And inside we have little words crumpled up. You don't look, you reach in, pull a word, and see if it inspires a story or a memory or a moment from your life or someone you knew, and let's see what we get. Words from a Wooden Shoe, Jamie Kennedy.
You did homework.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here, guy.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Jesus Christ.
What's it say?
Cancer.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Oh. What do we got? Right away, you had an adverse reaction.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Just.
What kind of shoe is that?
I know. It's a wooden shoe from Sweden.
Why can't you put, like, puppies or kittens? I thought people were happy in Sweden.
I know, but the cancer story doesn't have to be sad. I mean, is there. Who knows? Dig deep. Maybe there's a happy outcome. Maybe not. But, you know, maybe we'll make it happy. If cancer's sad as comedians, we'll make your sad story funny and hilarious. And whoever died, they're up there laughing.
I went to Sizzler.
Here we go.
And I got a buffet.
Okay. Sizzler is like a family restaurant.
And it's all you can eat.
All you can eat Sizzler.
And I was broke.
Okay.
But you can't take it to go. Because if you could, then you could just load up.
Right, right. So you got to eat it there.
And I was stuffed.
You got cancer?
No, I hope not. I ate three helpings, and I ate through that buffet like cancer. And it kept me full for the rest of the 2 days.
See? Full of cancer.
Well, ate through it like cancer.
You ate through the buffet like a cancer
would eat.
See?
Yeah.
See what you did? You dug deep.
Yeah.
You manipulated the word cancer. You made it work for you.
Yeah.
No sadness, no tears, no...
It's buffet.
It's a sizzler buffet.
Yeah, it was a sizzling cancer.
Yeah. And now whenever you think of sizzler, you'll think of cancer. So enjoy your meal and thanks a lot.
That's great. Way to go. What would Mr. Magoo say about that?
Could I get another plate of the melanoma flapjacks, please? And the radiation drip milkshake, sir.
It's the sir.
And sir. Sir, I want to thank you, Jamie. Kennedy was here today, folks. What a treat. Jamie, thank you so much, buddy. So good to spend time with you.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
Yeah, it was a blast. And folks, thanks for being here on the Holland Highway Podcast. And until next time, chicken chow mein, everybody. You want to go to Sizzler?
I think we should.
Let's go.
Rip through that.